Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 6th, 2025. Today is the Thursday after Ash Wednesday. This is a reading from the Gospel of Luke. Now while Zechariah was serving as priest before God, there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." Here ends the reading. Zechariah the priest and Elizabeth, his spouse, were old. We don't know exactly how old, but Luke wants us to imagine two people well past their childbearing prime, people who had already accepted, perhaps grudgingly, that childlessness would be their lot in life. Zechariah was a faithful priest, doing the job assigned to him. Then one day, right in the middle of saying his prayers and performing his routine religious tasks, an angel shows up with a bizarre message. "Zechariah, you and your wife are going to have a son." I take comfort in the fact that even though he was a faithful priest whose livelihood depended on doing holy stuff for God's people, Zechariah wasn't exactly on the lookout for angels. In fact, when the archangel Gabriel shows up directly from the court of heaven with exciting news about a baby, Zechariah seems more ready to argue about biology than celebrate the blessing. Gabriel, we discover, isn't a character with immense patience. "Here's a sign for you, Zechariah. No more speaking until the baby's birthday." And just like that, the old man is mute. The unspoken message to the priest from the angel seems clear. Give glory to God or keep silence. In Luke's way of telling the Jesus story, this moment between Gabriel and Zechariah happens well ahead of Gabriel's encounter with a young woman named Mary, perhaps a few months later. Luke wants the reader to understand that God is always at work, even when most of humanity is unaware. Zechariah and Elizabeth's baby, while late on the scene for them, will arrive right on time for God's purposes. And the message that child will proclaim, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight," will be the herald for Jesus, the embodiment of God's good news. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's think a bit more about Zechariah. There he is, doing his work, minding his own business. He's saying his prayers, and probably, like most of us most of the time, not expecting very much to happen as a result. His brief argument with Gabriel is as much about his surprise and confusion as it was about any lack of faith. Of course he understood that God could do anything, but maybe he just couldn't accept God would do something so amazing for him. Here on the second day of Lent, I'm thinking about just how normal Zechariah's reaction was. I'm reminded of the many times I've done the work God has given me to do without necessarily expecting anything unexpected. I doubt I'm alone in this. But as I read the scriptures, I'm always reminded that the miraculous most often happens in the midst of the mundane. In another place in the New Testament, the writer tells us not to neglect hospitality to the stranger, for in doing so, some have been unaware they were hosting angels. We never know exactly when a holy, life-changing moment will show up, and just like Zechariah, we may be completely unprepared when it does. But in the meantime, what we can do is be as faithful as we're able to be. I always think of Lent as the opportunity for my annual spiritual tune-up, to learn once again how to listen for God in the midst of a noisy world. And this year, there seems to be more noise in the world than usual. But even in the noise, God's messengers are among us. God grant us open eyes to see them, open ears to hear them, and open hearts to receive the good news they bring to us, both for our own salvation and for the world's. Let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doing, with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, obtain everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.